From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. For the last 19 years, Republicans have been the dominant party in the Florida legislature. Throughout virtually all of that time, we've also had a Republican governor. The primary election is next Tuesday, and heading into the midterms, Democrats could regain some legislative power by flipping just 5 seats in the Florida Senate. The hope among many Democrats is that young voters will turn the tide. They point to efforts like the Road to Change Tour. Student survivors of the Parkland school shooting traveled across the country this summer to get young people registered and motivated to vote. Political action groups like NextGen are doing the same. We're speaking with Jim Saunders. He's executive editor for the News Service of Florida and has covered state government and politics for the last 20 years. Jim, historically, do young voters, and by young we mean in the 18 to 29 age group, do they vote in midterm elections all that much? And if so, what's the typical turnout compared to older voters?
Well, I think there's a lot of historical evidence that young voters do not vote in the same numbers as older voters during midterms. And this is a real problem for Democrats. Older voters are more reliable. They also tend to be more conservative. And so when they're turning out in these midterm races, it gives an advantage to Republicans. You know, Democrats have not won a gubernatorial race in a midterm election since 1994. That's the last time. And some of the races have been close. I mean, Rick Scott won the last 2 gubernatorial races in midterms by basically a percentage point each time. So some incremental change in young voters turning out can make a difference.
I was reading a comment just the other day from a political pundit who said, newly registered young people tend to be great Democrats, but lousy voters.
Well, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, Mason-Dixon came out with the Mason-Dixon polling organization came out with a poll recently that showed, it was about the U.S. Senate race, and it showed, you know, Bill Nelson, the incumbent Democrat, leading Governor Scott in that race among voters age 18 to 34 by a margin of 56% to 33%. I mean, that's huge. That's a huge margin. Now, the question is whether that age group will turn out for Nelson. And as you get older in the different age groups, you see the support shift pretty strongly to Scott. So I think that poll is pretty reflective of what we've seen in the past. And it also shows the challenge that Democrats face.
And even if there is a surge in the youth vote, would it be as formidable as Florida's 50-plus voting bloc, which, as we know, is pretty powerful?
I think that's a great question. And I was on a panel recently with a couple of political consultants who basically said, you know, in a lot of ways, people, including the media, sort of missed the forest through the trees in some of these voter registration issues, because a lot of the new registrations are older people retiring to Florida from the, you know, the Midwest or the Northeast, where they're looking for some warmer weather and lower taxes. And, you know, those people register to vote and they turn out. And in a lot of cases, I mean, if you go to the Villages in Central Florida, which is this massive retirement community, it is a Republican stronghold. In the Panhandle, too, there's, you know, a lot of retired military, very Republican areas. So the young voters may be increasing their registration, but does that offset the older voters who are registering and who will turn out? Democrats really need to have a coalition to do well in midterms of elections. I mean, they need young voters. This year, there's a lot of focus on turning out women voters. Also, always African-American turnout is very important to Democrats. And this year, too, Hispanic turnout is something that both parties are focusing on greatly. So Democrats really need to patch together various groups to sort of counteract, I think, you know, some of the strengths that Republicans sort of naturally have when more conservative older voters are registering here.
We've been chatting with Jim Saunders, executive editor for the News Service of Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.